So I'm in the park the other day at the Arboretum looking at trees because I like trees better than most people. And then this is what I see on the wall there, hanging in the urinal. Is your partner controlling? Do they, well, you can't really see it. Do they guilt, manipulate, or hurt you? Talk to someone who gets it. This is the state of Jew York doing this, right? State of Jew York. All right, so let's give them a call. See what we got here. Hold on. All right, let's see what we got here.
You have reached the New York State Domestic and Sexual Violence Hotline. An advocate will
Sounds
be
hot.
with you momentarily. If you would prefer to communicate via text, please feel free to text us at 1-844-997-2121. New York State Domestic and Sexual Violence Hotline. Are you free to talk?
How you doing? Yeah, I'm free to talk. I called you, yeah.
Okay, how may I help you?
Yeah, I just have a situation in my relationship. I don't know. Do it is it mostly I know I'm a man and maybe I shouldn't be calling. Is this 'cause I guess maybe it's probably mostly women, but I'm a man and I'm feeling like very abused or definitely controlled and manipulated. I'm looking at the post. I saw the poster. So, I don't know. I mean, are you free to talk about it?
Yes. What
Let me
kind
give you an
of
example of what a
situation?
typical kind of abusive situation. Say, for example, like the other night. When my wife cooks pasta, she likes to add like salt in the water. She claims that it makes the pasta whatever more, I don't know, tender and tasty or whatever. I prefer to not add the salt because this way, as a courtesy to those people who might not, whatever, might have some high blood pressure issues, whatever the reason is. I prefer to let people just make their own choices. And she was sarcastic about it, and she said something that offended me. I mean, she said something that was kind of like anti-Semitic or whatever. And I don't like, look, I'm a person who just like I trust the science. I mean, do you trust the science, right? Yeah. So I trust the government, and I take whatever shots I'm told to take, and whatever the pharmaceutical companies say. And she's showing me a list. This is what she did the other day, and I don't know if this is manipulative or controlling or abusive, but she showed me a list that she had gotten, and it showed all the heads of the pharmaceutical companies, and they all had Stars of David on it. As if somehow, yeah, and like as if this was some kind of like Jewish conspiracy. And she goes, and you know what she said? She goes, hold on, somebody's trying to call. Maybe decline that call. She goes, she says, don't, I hope I'm not being offensive. She said, don't be a spineless Jew cuck. Now, I don't know. Do you know what that means? Like, I know. Don't, yeah. I think it's like a reference to this word, this cuckold, which is an old word, an old English word meaning a guy who lets, I don't know if I should be saying this on this line, but a guy who lets somebody else, have sex with his wife, right? That's a cuckold, basically. Yeah. And so, and she's like, well, why would I like a man who would allow himself to be so stupid as to take these shots from these Jewish billionaires, right? And I'm sitting there, and I told her, "Look, that's anti-Semitic, describing these things that are happening, like that the Jews control the media, the Jews control the pharmaceutical, they control everything." I said, "That's anti-Semitic. I don't want to hear this kind of stuff." I watch, look, I watch the news like everybody else. Yeah. So I mean, like, what am I? I mean, I'm a huge Hillary Clinton fan, huge Joe Biden fan. I mean, I'm hoping I'm not talking to a Trump fan here. This is Biden is the best president we've ever had. What is my options? Can the police come? Because I'm like walking on eggshells here. Like, do you guys come to my house and help out, or what can I do?
What I would say is, if you feel like you are being verbally abused.
Yeah, she's always just calling me a Jew, spineless Jew cock, says I'm doing whatever these Jew bastards are telling her to do. And I'm like, wait. That's inappropriate. I've told her many times that you know, this is not the kind of language that I approve. She's saying, dude, Jews control everything, and that I'm like a slave. She's calling me a slave, you know. Come on, man. And I know that there's going to be more pandemics coming, and I'm ready to take the shots, and she has not taken one shot. And she says, and I tell her to trust the science, and she's telling me that all the science is just Jewish science. I mean, again, all this Jew, that's all I hear. So what are my options?
Okay, so I'm sorry you are going through this. I'm having a hard time. So what I would say is, what county do you live in?
What's that?
What county do you live in?
Oh, this is Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, okay. So what I can do, do you feel as though you would like to, like, speak to someone further about this, like, for, like, any counseling or... Like,
well,
were you looking to, like, just get out of the house or get her out of the house? Like, what type of,
I think I need some protection from the state. I think she needs to get some kind of, I don't know, education as to, like, she's, like I say, you know, it's like she seems to think that Jews are totally dismantling our society. That's what she's saying. She's saying that Jews are just mm-hmm. destroying everything and poisoning us. And I don't see anything wrong with them. I watch occasionally. I watch InfoWars. I've never heard anything about Jews on that channel. It's all globalist. So I've never heard mm-hmm. that there's any problems with Jews. Jews are fine by me because, like I say, I watch InfoWars and they never mention anything about Jews. So therefore, right. I'm as an average viewer, how am I supposed to know if the people are not articulating who the problem is? I don't have any ideas. So I'm just throwing my hands up in the air, you know. So I think I'd like to need some help here.
Okay, so has she, like, physically or verbally?
Yeah, verbal.
Emotionally?
Verbal. She called me a Jew cock. That's verbal abuse.
Okay,
yeah.
So what is Brooklyn? Let's see here. So
do you have something in the...
I have some resources for you.
Okay.
If you'd like.
Yeah.
Just to get started there.
All right.
Give me one second.
I mean, is there a special area in the guidebook that you have for people that are, like... I don't know, like saying bad things about like do you like, look, what do you think? I mean, are Jews controlling everything or what?
Oh, I can't answer that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't. Okay. I mean, I'm trying to get advice here from everything because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. You know. Mm-hmm. So what I could do is there is a New York Domestic Violence Safe Horizon. They have a hotline number and they have an office number. They help with legal and court programs, family justice center, counseling. They also have a safe chat. They have advocacy for domestic violence. They have safety planning. They just have it all.
How many people? How many people are down there at the organization that you're working at right at the moment? Are there, like, how many people are answering phones? Are you doing it from home?
Sorry.
I mean, is there like a big office there, or is this like a job that's done from home? I'm trying to figure out how many people there are there.
At the place that I'm giving you the phone number to?
Yeah. No. The hotline.
I'm not quite.
The hotline.
Sure.
The hotline. The hotline I'm calling right now.
Uh-huh.
How,
what about it? Sorry.
It's, what's that?
I I didn't quite get your question.
How many, like, I'm calling this hotline that's for, you know, like, to call in for partners that are controlling or that may be mean or something. I'm just trying to figure, if I call again, will I get you? Or is there a lot of people there that I might get, like, a different person or something? Like, how many people are at the hotline?
You might get a different person.
Okay, so it's, but it's a large number of people, or... Because like I don't want to share my inner personal stuff with too many people. If I call again, I'd like to just have the same person.
Well, no, that's why I'm trying to give you the phone number to the basically to the hotline in your county.
Oh yeah, perfect.
So that you can speak with someone further.
And, okay.
So would you like that phone number?
Sure, hit me with it.
Okay, so it is 800.
Yep.
621-4673.
All right. And they'll be able to deal with people who are mean?
Yeah, so they would be able to assist you further with any type of services and resources that you would like.
Yeah, I just want the okay. I want the state to help me out with, because, you know, I don't want people to treat me bad, treat me mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much. You've been so helpful.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. So that's your tax dollars well spent.